This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders Friday opened their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to poor countries in a show of democratic cooperation and unity. The group of leading economies, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and United States, say a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson led the Welcome to the Beachside Summit venue in southwest Britain. The leaders posed for a so-called family photo before opening their first session of the talks on building back better after the pandemic. Johnson told his fellow leaders in opening remarks the meeting presents a huge opportunity for global pandemic recovery, as they sat socially distanced but without masks at a round table. The new Israeli government, set to end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as prime minister, signed its final coalition agreements on Friday, including term limits. The coalition of parties from far right to left is expected to focus mostly on economic and social issues, rather than risk exposing internal rifts by trying to address major diplomatic issues, such as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving leader, but will be succeeded on Sunday by a coalition that includes for the first time a party from Israel's Arab minority. Under a power-sharing agreement, ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett will serve as prime minister for 2 years. Bennett on Friday said the coalition, quote, brings to an end 2.5 years of political crisis, although it's unclear how long the group will hold together. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's defense minister said Friday French soldiers have killed a Malian jihadist suspected of being responsible for the kidnapping and deaths of two French journalists in 2013. French forces in the Sahel region killed, quote, four terrorists in an operation in northern Mali on June 5th, including the prime suspect in the deaths of the pair of RFI radio reporters, according to the minister. The two journalists were captured in late 2013 after interviewing a separatist leader. Their bullet-riddled bodies were found a few hours later, with an Al-Qaeda group claiming the killings were revenge for France's decision to intervene against jihadist groups in the country earlier that year. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday announced a major drawdown of French troops in the Sahel region, with the current 5,000-plus set to be significantly reduced. Germany will lift its pandemic travel warning for most countries July 1st, its foreign minister said Friday, bringing back more normalcy as citizens are increasingly vaccinated against COVID-19. Restrictions, however, remain in place for countries with higher level of infections, or where virus variants are circulating, such as Britain or India. Germany has in recent weeks eased most curbs, including allowing shops and restaurants to reopen, but rules on mask wearing in shops, regular tests for school children, and employees working from home remain in place. Tens of millions of children may start rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated to meet China's goal of vaccinating 80% of its population against the coronavirus by the end of the year, health officials said on Friday. Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials claim phase two clinical trials have taken place with two Chinese-produced vaccines on people between the ages of 3 and 17. Children have been largely spared the worst of the pandemic, becoming infected less easily than adults, but experts have said children can still transmit the virus to others, and inoculating them should be part of worldwide vaccination plans. Hong Kong censors now have the power to ban films that endanger national security, prompting concerns about freedom of expression in a city once known for its vibrant arts and film scene. Authorities are cracking down on criticism of Chinese Communist Party rule, arresting many pro-democracy activists in the city, and implementing a sweeping national security law that criminalizes actions such as the calls for independence during months of anti-government protests in 2019. The amended ordinance takes Hong Kong a step closer to the censorship of films on the Chinese mainland, which are closely vetted for themes and scenes critical of the Communist Party's leadership or that do not align with values that the government seeks to espouse. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.